It all begins in a dimly lit club on Manhattan's Lower East Side. Nick is playing bass for his punk band when he spots his ex-girlfriend Triss in the crowd, pressed against some preppy guy in a polo shirt. Her dismissive words from their breakup 3 weeks ago, "I'm tired of you," still echo painfully in his mind. As the final chord fades and he realizes an awkward encounter is inevitable, Nick turns to the stranger beside him, a girl in worn flannel and vintage combat boots. "Would you mind being my girlfriend for the next 5 minutes?" The words tumble out before he can stop them. That stranger is Nora Silverberg, who has her own reasons to play along, avoiding Triss, her former classmate whom she despises, winning an argument with her friend about Nick's sexuality, and securing safe transportation for her intoxicated friend Caroline. When Triss saunters over, Nora realizes this is the Nick, the same guy whose heartfelt mixtapes she's been secretly collecting from Triss's discarded belongings. Their staged kiss, intended as mere theater, catches them both off guard with its unexpected electricity. This 5-minute arrangement, born of desperate circumstances and Manhattan serendipity, becomes the catalyst for a night neither anticipated. A night where two strangers become co-conspirators in an elaborate deception that quickly begins to feel less like pretense and more like possibility. Past relationships haunt both Nick and Nora, creating emotional barriers throughout their night. Nick remains devastated by Triss's rejection. Seeing her makes the world collapse into one dimension, her. Despite his chemistry with Nora, he anxiously watches for Triss at every venue. Nora carries trauma from Tal, her controlling ex who called her the Tin Woman with no heart. She endured his criticism of her music tastes, Jewish devotion, and dietary habits, once promising to be vegan, more Jewish, kosher fucking vegan to save the relationship. When both exes appear during the night, it creates emotional crises. Each encounter forces Nick and Nora to question if they're ready to move beyond past hurts or merely using each other as distractions. Their shared understanding of heartbreak connects them, yet unresolved feelings repeatedly drive them apart, making them hesitant to trust their growing attraction. Music isn't merely background in Nick and Nora's story. It's their universal language when words fail. Their first meaningful connection happens when Nora recognizes Nick's hidden track, March 18th, proving she truly heard him. Their musical tastes function as emotional shorthand for compatibility. Nick sees their shared straight-edge values as a fucking miracle, signaling deeper connection beyond preference. Music marks emotional transitions. The Cure triggers Nick's memories of Triss, while Patsy Cline makes Nora cry when confronting something genuine. During Where's Fluffy's show, music physically transforms their interaction, from slamming into each other to combining rather than crashing. By dawn, Nick composes a song about their night, about Ludlow Street, shadows, and truth. Unlike songs for Triss, this one will use Nora's actual name, signifying authenticity. Their connection isn't a single song, but an infinite playlist, moving from chord to chord without ending. New York City functions as a living character in Nick and Nora's journey, embodying contradictions, dangerous yet magical, grimy yet glamorous, isolating yet intimate. Their night unfolds across locations that transform after midnight. At Camera Obscura, a burlesque club with drag nums, they share their first intentional dance. In empty midtown skyscrapers, they have their deepest conversation about brokenness. These spaces mirror the contradictions within Nick and Nora, their yearning for both chaos and order. Transportation becomes metaphorical. Nick's unreliable Yugo represents their false starts, while the slow 6 train symbolizes how time expands together. New York After Dark offers anonymity and possibility. In the Marriott's ice machine room, illuminated only by a soda machine's glow, they explore each other without judgment, darkness providing cover for vulnerability. As dawn breaks over Times Square, the city transforms from nocturnal playground to morning workplace, paralleling Nick and Nora's evolution from strangers to genuine connection. The central emotional journey for Nick and Nora involves learning to trust again after betrayal. Their night unfolds as choices between self-protection and vulnerability. Nora admits Nick's niceness scares her because it's easier with jerks because trust isn't required. Having been hurt by Tal, she expects disappointment. Similarly, Nick never trusted Triss despite his devotion. Their physical intimacy develops alongside emotional openness. In the ice machine room, their encounter represents more than attraction. As Nick notes, unlike their earlier kiss where Nora seemed to be proving something, they now have nothing to prove now except that we're not afraid. His whispered slow acknowledges what's happening is real and meaningful. Throughout the night, they reveal themselves through small confidences, each disclosure removing a brick from their protective walls. By morning, when Nora asks when a night truly ends, Nick's response shows their growth. They've moved from being defined by past hurts to actively choosing their future together. Throughout their night together, Nick and Nora struggle with questions of identity, who they truly are versus who they've pretended to be for others. Their journey becomes as much about self-discovery as finding each other. Nick has defined himself through his relationship with Triss, writing songs for her and molding to her preferences. When rejected, he loses both love and identity. His bass guitar, Salvatore, symbolizes his authentic self, supporting others while rarely acknowledged. Nora has similarly compromised herself for Tal, promising fundamental changes to please him. Her father's music industry connections leave her questioning whether people value her or merely her family's influence. When confronting Triss, Nora learns Triss broke up with Nick because she couldn't say, "I love you." She wanted him to find someone who could. This challenges Nick's victimhood narrative. Their authentic connection emerges discussing Tikkun Olam, the Jewish concept that humans must repair a broken world. Nick suggests they might be the pieces meant to come together to stop the breaking. Nick and Nora's journey culminates in a metaphorical leap of faith, embracing possibility despite uncertainty. Throughout their night, both retreated from vulnerability, fear of being hurt overriding their desire for connection. Their courage emerges gradually. When Nick calls, he finally articulates what he couldn't express directly, that he blew it letting her get away and needs more than just writing songs. For Nora, courage appears in answering his call, sharing her thoughts on Tikkun Olam, and accepting that her father's college interference was ultimately beneficial. As dawn breaks, they walk hand in hand through Union Square. Nick discovers she's programmed her number under Salvatore, his bass guitar's name, suggesting she understands his true self in a way Triss never did. The story concludes with Nora's action. "I grab hold of Nick's warm hand. Deep breath, ready, set, jump." Their journey teaches that love isn't avoiding risk, but finding someone worth risking everything for. Someone who sees your broken pieces and shows how beautifully they fit together.